Another day of historic Supreme Court arguments over health care reform. Sharp questioning by the High Court's conservative justices seemed to cast doubt on the survival of the individual insurance requirement at the heart of President Obama's health care overhaul.
Joining us now live to talk more about it, Steve Wermiel, a constitutional law and Supreme Court expert at American University's Washington College of Law. Thanks for being with us again, Steve.
Hi, Hillary. Hi, Sean. How are you?
We're good. Tell us more about today's arguments and what the justices seem to be focusing on.
Well, I got to say, wow. It was one of the roughest sets of questioning on all sides that I think I've ever heard. 2 hours of incredibly active pressing of the advocates, hypotheticals, how far does this reach? I mean, the heart of the matter seems to be, will the court find that the market for health insurance and health care are one market, and that Congress can regulate that because everybody in one way or another is involved in that market? Or, on the other side, if Congress can regulate that, does it give Congress the power to regulate any market, anywhere, anytime? And isn't that too much power for Congress and contrary to the Constitution?
And did the questioning in today's arguments basically fall along ideological lines?
Well, it did some. I mean, the conservatives on the court tend to be the ones who are more focused on concerns about federal power and worrying a little bit about the states, and they really pressed those concerns hard. And the moderates on the court tend to be more in favor of federal power and thinking that Congress does have the ability to regulate here, and they pressed their view hard, and it really was quite a remarkable thing.
As we all sit here and try to figure out which way the justices will lean by virtue of their questions, there are a lot of folks who warn us not to do that because you can't do it.
I agree. I think it's very hard to speculate. Sometimes the justices are going out of their way to question both sides vigorously and not really tipped their hands. I think Chief Justice Roberts, for example, really pressed all sides pretty much equally and didn't give much away. Some of the justices seem to be pretty skeptical about Congress's power. Justices whose votes would have to go to upholding the law if the law is going to be upheld, Kennedy, maybe Alito, maybe Scalia, and Roberts are sort of the critical ones, and several of them seem pretty skeptical.
Just 20 seconds here, but set us up for tomorrow's arguments.
Well, tomorrow then goes to the question, first of all, if the court were to strike down this individual insurance requirement, the mandate, does that mean that you knock out the entire law? Remember, the law was 1,000 pages high. The Republicans held it up and said, look how big this law is. Or do the other parts of the law survive if you knock out the individual mandate? And that's a tough question, too, for the court to consider. And then there's a Medicaid expansion issue. The states don't want to have to pay for Medicaid expansion, and Congress said they should, and that's a tough fight, too.
Constitutional law and Supreme Court expert at AU, Steve Wermiel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you both.